I broke into a run, swearing under my breath, and hurried back towards the manor. We'd have to travel quickly. Uncle must have declined suddenly, or Matthias would have sent more warning to prepare for the trip. I should have listened to him. As I approached, the doors leading to the gardens burst open. Mother rushed down to the steps. Leah! The house staff were probably hurried at every window facing us. They'd all heard her improper glee. I stopped, stayed silent. Everyone at the windows would slink away. Only the bravest would eavesdrop. The sun was still pale, the garden still bright with winter roses. Everything looked the same as when I'd woken up. But nothing would be the same after this. Leah, you will be queen. If only Mother's joy was entirely for me. She'd locked horns with Uncle long before marrying my father, their disagreements blooming into steady loathing. At least social propriety would get her into mourning dress. Uncle's death would give her back a decade where Father's had threaded silver in her brown hair, deepened the wrinkles around her mouth. I slipped by her and up the steps. We need to discuss. We leave for Akala as soon as possible, I said. There is little to discuss until we see Uncle. There was, in fact, plenty to discuss before I saw him. There was much to do and decide, but Uncle wasn't dead yet. He still deserved my respect, even if he'd done little to earn it, and I couldn't act otherwise if I wanted to win over his allies as queen. I was being unfair to Mother, to both of us. We'd dreamed of this moment for so long. I'd spent years frustrated by Uncle's inept rule, knowing I could do better but powerless until I inherited. We were so close.